And with us now on Coach's Corner this morning, the head coach of the Kingsland Knights football team, it's Matt Colleen. Coach, how's it going today?
Good, Luke. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for being here. We do appreciate it, Coach. A nice win for you guys at home last night, 42-22. The final score, you guys take down Lyle Pacelli. Coach, take us through the game overall and your thoughts on it.
Going into the game, Lyle is a much improved team this year. They rattled off 3 wins in a row, so we knew that it wasn't the Lyle team of old. They started a lot of seniors, and they're an older, more experienced group, so we were ready going in, but we knew it was going to be a dogfight. We were able to jump out early on them and get an early lead, and just kind of cruise from there.
Coach, like we mentioned, 42-22, the final score. The run game working well in this one. I believe Bo Wiersma with another 4-touchdown day. Is that right?
Yeah, Bo had 17 carries for 254 yards and 4 TDs, most of that coming in the first half. Bo had another phenomenal night. Our line blocked extremely well last night. We got to the second level, and our line play was much better. So Bo went over the 1,000-yard mark, I think, in the first quarter, and I believe on the year he's about 1,100 yards now.
Yeah, an impressive season from him and the entire Kingsland Knights offense. You guys' offense has been playing pretty well all season long, Coach. Coming into this matchup, now you guys 3-3 on the season, like we mentioned, but you're scoring about 31 points per game. What's been working well offensively for you guys throughout the entire season?
It's just a balance of different runs. We're kind of run heavy. We did get our starting quarterback back last night, so it was great to have Kale back in the lineup, actually, on both sides of the ball. But we ended up going with a predetermined 2 quarterback set, and we planned before the game, you know, what series each quarterback was going to get. So I think that worked well, and I think we'll see that moving forward through the rest of the season.
What about defensively? What's been working well for you guys on that side of the ball?
Our defensive line has really stepped up their play here this last week anyway. They're starting to use more of the techniques we're trying to teach them, and they played really well, and they sucked up a lot of the blocks up front, leaving our backers free. So our backers had big nights, made a lot of tackles. A lot of that was due to a few alignment changes we made, but also the D-line playing so well.
Matt Colleen with us, the head coach of the Kingsland Knights, coming off that 42-22 win over Lyle Pacelli last night. Coach, turning the page to next Friday night, you're at home against a talented Spring Grove team. What do you expect to see from the Lions?
Yeah, the Lions, no doubt, they're a front runner in the conference this year. Very good team. We're excited to have them come to our field and play us here this year. We're going to see a lot of passing. Their quarterback likes to run the ball. They got some good receivers on the edges, athletic receivers, so we need some good pressure up front, and just need to play a physical, aggressive game and see where it goes from there.
Matt Colleen with us. He's the head coach of the Kingsland Knights. Coach, 3-3 on the season. What do you want to see this team improve upon here as you head into the final 2 weeks of the regular season?
Well, you can always improve in lots of different areas, but our biggest area right now has got to be penalties. Last night we were penalized 13 times, I believe, for 117 yards. We teach them, and the kids play super aggressive and hard, but sometimes that's also you get some penalties downfield for downfield blocking and maybe a personal foul for a hit that's right on the verge of being late. But we need to just do a better job with penalties. They killed a lot of our drives last night, some big ones, of knowing when we have to separate and when we can keep going.
Matt Colleen with us, the head coach of the Kingsland Knights, 3-3 on the season, coming off that win over Lyle Pacelli last night, 42-22. They host Spring Grove next Friday night. Coach, anything else you wanted to add in here as we wrap things up?
No, just glad to get our senior quarterback back. He's a great leader. He's been a great leader even when he hasn't been on the field for our team. So it's exciting. Everyone's excited to have him back on the field with them. And I'm excited for all the kids moving forward.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much and good luck next week.
Thanks, Luke. Have a great weekend.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.